be presenting on pasture termination impacts on soil organic matter and physical properties and cows. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is João Bonetti, and today I will talk about pasture termination impacts on soil organic matter and physical properties in transition to crop in North Carolina. I work with Dr. Alan Franz Lubbers and his team, and we work together with Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil and North Carolina State University. And this work is about crop livestock systems, and this system is important around the world, and because we have any benefits about these systems, and we can talk about the increased diversity on farm, and diversity in relation to the grain, and the soybean, and the corn, and diversity in relation to the beef too, and this is important for our economic variation in this farm. And this system is important too for soil conservation. And in relation to soil conservation, we need to study the soil physics, chemical, and biological. If we have any benefits about these systems, we can talk about the reduce the soil erosion and increase the aggregation and increase the soil fertility in relation to the chemical and increase the organic matter too, and about the soil biological, increase the biodiversity and improve their habitat for organisms. This is any benefits about the crop livestock system. And about the soil physical conditions and organic matter, and here I put the organic matter in central point because the organic matter is the key, is the connection between biological, chemical, and physical. If we have organic matter, we have microorganisms, we have nutrients, we have aggregation. And this is good for interaction in soil. When we use the disc or the old tillage, for example, the tillage management, we reduce the compaction and we occur oxidize of organic matter and we increase the decomposition because we expose the organic matter and we reduce the aggregation because we break the aggregates. When we have no tillage systems, for example, maybe we have problem about the compaction, depends of the plants, depends of the animals and the machines. We increase the soil organic matter, improve the aggregation, and enhance the water infiltration. And what is the impact of management on soil organic matter? And here we have different situations. And the first situation here we have on a stable aggregate. And we have any parts. We have silt, we have clay, we have organic matter. And the more important here in this situation that is these particles working together. This is important for soil conservation. When we break the aggregates, for example, by tillage, we expose these aggregates for microorganisms, attack, and we reduce the organic matter. And with the time, we have these particles and not working together. And it's important we see what is the alteration in relation to the biomass, in activity, and in relation to the flux of CO2, and in relation to the potential carbon mineralization when we move the soil, when we change the systems, for example. So, the objective, determining the short-term changes in soil organic matter and physics prepares in crop livestock systems with 6-year-old in cold season and warm season, terminated by different systems, tillage. And we work in the Center for Environment farm systems in North Carolina, in Goldsboro, and the farm systems research unit. In the systems is crop and animals. We have 6 years with pasture until 2015. Here we have this picture, an example about the plots, plot 21, 24, and 40. And we have cold season and warm season. The situation is until 2015, and after this, we put a new conditions, and we have the different tillage termination of pasture. I will talk more about this different season. And about the plants, we have cold season and tall fescue, and we have warm season and a mix of plants, and we have big bluster, sweet grass, Indian grass, and Esther's Guayama grass. And about the pasture termination method, we have no tillage with spray, and we have disc tillage, cold tillage, and we collect the sample 20 days after the termination in April, and in four different depths, 0.5, 5.10, 10.20, and 20-30 centimeters. And in this, here we can see the pictures about the termination, and here about the soil samples. And in this study, we analyzed different parameters, and we can talk today about the soil, the sand and clay content, and the bulk density, more for characterization, and about the flux of CO2 and the potential carbon mineralization and the soil microbial biomass carbon. And here we have an abstract about the method, and we collect the sample and we dry the soil and we calculate the bulk density, and after this we sieve the soil and we start the incubation. Here, the incubation, we weigh the soil and two samples and input in the boggers, and we calculate the water for unit for 15% of porosity, and we input to the trap with sodium hydroxide, and we input the water for unit 2. And after this, in 3 days, we remove the trap and triton, and input a new trap for 10 days. In 10 days, we try it again the trap and input another trap for one sample for 24 days. And another sample we fumigate with chloroform and for 1 day. 11 days, we remove the chloroform and input a new trap with sodium hydroxide for 21 days. The more important for us here, here an example of, about the incubation, the fumigation. And the more important for us here, we have 3 days flux of CO2 and 21 day soil microbial biomass carbon and 24 days the potential carbon mineralization. And about the results, here we have the sand and clay content. And we have the more important information here. We decrease cold season to warm season the sand content, and decrease to in relation to the depth for sand content. In relation to the clay content, we increase in relation season cold season to warm season and decrease in relation the depth 0.5 centimeters and 20-30 centimeters. In this picture we can see the bulk density. We have here in YX the bulk density and the X axis the soil depth. And the more important alteration here is 5-10 centimeters. We have the more bulk density no tillage and this tillage in relation to the pole tillage. And again for 10-20 centimeters for warm season. And here you can see the flux of CO2 incubation, 0-3 day, and we have the flux and the soil depth. The more important alteration here is relation 0-5 centimeters in cold season and warm season, when we have the no-tillage and disc tillage with more flux of CO2 in relation cold tillage, and again to warm season. Here we have the soil microbial biomass carbon incubation 21 days after the fumigation, and we have the soil microbial here in y-axis and the depth, and the more important alteration here is 0.5 centimeters when we have the no-tillage and disc tillage with more soil microbial biomass carbon in relation to cold tillage. And again, for warm season, we have the more soil microbial biomass carbon to no-tillage and disc tillage in relation to cold tillage. In this picture, we can see the relationship between carbon mineralization and flux of CO2. We have the carbon and the flux. And here we can see the strong relationship between this determination. And when we have the 0.92 and strong relationship. And this is good because here we need 0-3 days for this determination. And here we need the 24 days for this determination. And about the soil microbial biomass carbon relationship with flux, and again we have a strong relationship when we have here again we need 3 days for this determination, and here we need 21 days and we use the dangerous chemicals too. The conclusion here, the flux of CO2 and the potential carbon mineralization and the soil microbial biomass carbon were negatively affected by cold tillage, but only 0.5 centimeters. And there was a strong relationship between the flux of CO2 with potential carbon mineralization and the soil microbial biomass carbon. Thanks for the research team, and especially Dr. Alan and Ellen and Erin for help about the field work and the lab work in JP2. And thanks for my university in Brazil, Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, and thanks for North Carolina, USDA, and thanks for my financing in Brazil, CAPS, here in the United States, and in this conference is Agrisul Foundation. Thank you very much.